And the weather for Thursday, March the 31st. Cloudy with a 50% chance of morning thunderstorms. High of about 82 today at 69 right now with Roger and Carly at 612. So we got a chance for you to get Carrie Underwood concert tickets. Announcement about that at 7:30 this morning. Coming in 5, it's Back in the Day. And happy birthday to Al Gore.
What? You're on the cow.
The Roger and Carly Morning Show at 98.3 KORA. Thursday, March 31. A cloudy 50% chance of morning thunderstorms. High of about 82. It's 69 and cloudy right now. Birthdays today include, do you remember this guy named Al Gore?
I speak to you as a citizen of the United States. I speak to you also as a citizen of the world, because the outcome of this election will affect the future of our planet.
And he goes on for a long time after that. Al Gore, conservationist, former vice president of the United States, and he told us once, the inventor of the internet. He's 68 today. Wow. Rock and roll legend from AC/DC, Angus Young. He's the one that dresses up in the schoolboy outfit. He is 61 today. I guess it's an old school boy outfit. Ryan Bingham is 35, Texas country artist who picked up a Best Original Song Oscar for the theme from the movie Crazy Heart. Other things that happened on this day in history, March 31, 1932, Ford unveiled its new V8 engine. Can you imagine a V8 engine in 1932? It must have been like a rocket. 1967, Jimi Hendrix sets his guitar on fire for the first time during a concert in London. And it was a sad day in 1995 when we lost the artist Selena. Selena was shot to death in Corpus Christi by the founder of her fan club on March 31st, 1995, and the world lost a superstar that hadn't quite happened yet. Yolanda Saldivar was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison for what she did on this day in 1995. 6:28 on the Roger and Carly Morning Show.
The Roger and Carly Morning Show on 98.3 KORA.
So it all starts tomorrow. The Museum of the American GI Annual Living History Weekend. It's tomorrow and Saturday, open to the public from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's the largest event of its kind in Texas, a Living History Weekend at the Museum of the American GI. You can shop the military swap meet. You can see a World War II battle reenactment on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. There's a military vehicle rally and historic small arms demonstrations. There's the Junior GI Zone. And if you want to fly in a helicopter, you can. If you want to ride in a tank, you can. If you would like to shoot a howitzer cannon, it's $40 a round. Adults are $10, children $5, and 5 and under get in free. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Museum of the American GI. Take Highway 6 South to the Texas World Speedway exit, free parking at Santa's Wonderland Prancer Lot, and then a shuttle bus to the museum. Sometimes when you're watching Wheel of Fortune on television, you think, why can't they get that?
It's right there. It's so obvious.
They look at that puzzle and they can't get it. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, a contestant named Robert Santoli walked away with $76,000 and not one but two cruises because he solved a puzzle on one letter. The letter D.
Yeah.
Was on the. That's all that was up there was D. And his answer was port and starboard.
Oh, my gosh.
Go, Robert.
Port and starboard.
Yeah, that's it.
Woo! How?
You know, it made sense to him.
It just clicked.
And then there's a Walmart checker doing impressions of Scooby-Doo and Shaggy while he's ringing up your groceries.
Like a long time ago when me and Scoo were, like, getting scared by monsters. We kind of said we didn't like this type of thing anymore.
Yeah, it was too scary.
Like, so we applied a job at Walmart, and we were like, we can get paid in food.
Yeah, food.
You know, that's probably cute, but when I'm at Walmart, I just want to go. I don't want no Scooby-Doo guy.
Go in, get out, get your stuff.
And the question of the Roger and Carly show is, what are you doing with your life?
Roger and Carly on 98.3 KORA.
Proud to be the George Strait Station, 98.3 KORA. Roger and Carly on the morning show for a Thursday, the last day of March. So that means the first quarter of 2016 finished.
Oh, that's weird to think about.
It is. It just like that.
Didn't we just get here?
And if you want to see some beautiful bluebonnets, it's best that you do it this weekend. That's just my Texas vibe meter right there. If you wait any longer, they'll be gone.
They're going to go away? I hate that they don't last that long.
They don't last very long, and the real bright sunshine, when we get a ton of sun, and it's like in the 80s, that usually just kind of dries them right up. So right now, everywhere I look, it is just breathtakingly beautiful. So get out, take some pictures, enjoy it. If you're going to take the kids out for some bluebonnet pictures, a lot of people do that. We have some free advice for you about 7:20 this morning that might help those pictures, you know, be even better.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
When I think about taking pictures in the bluebonnets, I have fond memories of my children and then fire ants.
Lots of
fire ants
for those
in the bluebonnets
before you sit down.
Yeah.
Aww.
Okay, there's a lot going on in sports today. Let's get that started. Here's Carly Evans.
Well, in the NBA, it was Spurs over New Orleans, 192. San Antonio set a new NBA record, going 38-0 at home, and the team doesn't care.
They don't.
Coach Popovich says it doesn't mean anything.
They think championship or nothing. That's all they care about.
Not a bad mindset. Dallas over New York, 91-89. Chicago at Houston tonight. College softball, Baylor shutting out North Texas 2-0. Texas over Texas State 3-2. Sam Houston State swept a doubleheader with Louisiana Monroe, winning 3-2 and 6-2 in Huntsville. The Lakers, D'Angelo Russell, the most hated man in L.A. over his secret locker room video released to social media of Nick Young talking about all of the women he's been with. The only person who likes Russell is Nick Young's fiance, Iggy Azalea. Her tweet read, "I actually like the film. Thanks, bro."
Ow.
I'm going to guess they won't be together much longer. Most of the star PGA golfers will take this weekend off to prepare for next week's Masters tournament, but defending Masters champion Jordan Spieth will be competing in the Shell Houston Open to keep his momentum going, just like he did last year. College basketball's Final Four happens this weekend. The men's games are on Saturday in Houston. The women's games Sunday in Indianapolis. Number one ranked Texas Aggie baseball team will be in Gainesville, Florida this weekend for an SEC series with number two Florida. First game tomorrow night starts at 6 p.m. The Arkansas Razorback softball team will be in College Station for a weekend series with Texas A&M. First game tomorrow night at 6:30. Texas A&M coach Kevin Sumlin says if Johnny Manziel is going to continue his NFL career, he has to change. Saying, quote, "Pro football is a job, and to change the perception that he doesn't care, he has to show up and work at it every day."
For Thursday, March 31, cloudy skies all day, a 50% chance of morning thunderstorms, high of 82, clear, low tonight, 57, and it's 71 and cloudy right now with Roger and Carly. Zach Summers in the newsroom, and the news brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment.
I'm Zach Summers with your KAGS HD News update on 98.3 KORA. State lawmakers are taking a hard look at toll roads across the state, including the idea of ending them altogether. Last year, policymakers ordered TxDOT to figure out how much it would cost to pay them off and end the tolls. That report was handed over to the House Committee on Transportation yesterday, found that the current 51 toll roads owned by the state are around $21 billion, and they would cost roughly $30 billion to pay off today. The Transportation Committee Chairman, Representative Joe Pickett, says he hopes to lay out a plan to accelerate paying off the toll debt or eventually buy them out in a lump sum. And pest control workers expect more insects, mosquitoes, scorpions, and termites this year. The mild winter conditions in Central Texas didn't keep insects from reproducing, something entomologists say normally keeps numbers at a manageable level. I'm Zach Summers with your KAGS HD News update. Now back to the Roger and Carly Morning Show on 98.3 KORA.
The Roger and Carly Morning Show. We got a chicken fried steak dinner for two at the Longhorn Tavern Steakhouse to give away. the best chicken fried steak on the planet Earth. If you find a better one, well, you probably found it at the Longhorn Tavern Steakhouse the last time you ate there. Remember, when you order your dessert, get your pie first. Get it on your table. Get it secured. Get it sitting in front of you, because the pie is so good.
Uh-huh.
They'll sell out before you get through with your chicken fried. And to get to our first winner of the day question, we're getting random.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Five totally random facts for Thursday. Number one, there was a sequel written for Beetlejuice.
What?
It was called Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
Oh, no.
But they never actually filmed it. They are going to do Beetlejuice versus Superman.
Right.
Okay. Random fact number two, the marshmallows in Lucky Charms cereal have a name. They're called Marbits, which makes me think they're not really marshmallows.
Right?
If they're a marshmallow product.
Bit. Yeah. I didn't want to know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like chicken nuggets. What part of the chicken has a nugget? Number three, four of the characters in Frozen are named Hans, Kristoff, Anna, and Sven.
Sven.
As a tribute to Hans Christian Andersen, the movie based on his story, The Snow Queen.
Yeah.
Okay, random fact number four, Belarus, the largest country in the world without any mountains at all. Lithuania is the second largest.
Yeah.
And now, random fact number five, also our first winner of the day question.
Okay.
This is finally it for the chicken fried. The time when the largest percentage of the world is sleeping is blank o'clock in the afternoon. Approximately 57% of the people in the world are sleeping during that hour, even though very few of them are in the USA because it's in the afternoon for us.
Yeah.
So what is the afternoon hour when the largest percentage of the world is sleeping? Now, your hint is Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett sang a song together about this hour, but they weren't singing about sleeping.
No, they weren't.
776-5672. It's Roger and Carly. The Texas Country Original, 98.3 KORA, Roger and Carly and Randy and Wade and, well, and Scooter. Hey, Scooter, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How
are
y'all doing?
We are so good.
Doing good.
So happy it's Thursday.
Uh-huh.
It's the last day of the month for March. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
One way or the other. And we have a story this morning. I think it has some kind of a moral theme to it, although I'm not really sure what that would be.
Maybe an early April Fool's prank.
It could have been that. This guy is a truck driver, and he's in Warren, Michigan. And a weird thing happened to him. He actually drives a truck for Burger King. So he's in his Burger King truck. He arrives at the distribution center in the middle of the night, and he decides he's going to settle down in the seat and take a little nap.
Mm-hmm.
When he wakes up from his nap, it's about 8:30 in the morning. And he realizes that someone, somehow, has broken into his big 18-wheeler and stole 33 cases of Whoppers.
Dang.
That's a lot of Whoppers.
Mm-hmm.
Burger King has not told us how many Whoppers go in a case, but this is a 33 cases? I mean, that's
a lot.
That's a lot of Whoppers.
I mean, just regular burgers that you would buy at the store, 33 cases if you buy the patties?
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of burgers.
And how do you explain that to the boss?
I don't know. Well, I was taking a nap.
I had to go to the little boy's room, boss, when I come back.
Scooter, have you ever had to deal with sleeping-related incidents on the job?
Not too much on that, just that they fall asleep and have an accident.
Ooh.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah. So they don't fall asleep and wake up with their tires missing or anything, right?
No, we haven't had that happen, so that's good.
That is good. Well, the good thing is you're there for them if they do fall asleep and have an accident. How does all that work with Phil Tweet Wrecker Service?
Yeah, if you ever have the unfortunate to have a wreck or an accident, just give us a call and we'll come out there and take care of you.
Sounds good. You guys have a pretty good-sized staff, and you're running just 24/7, right?
Mm. Yep, that is. We have four flatbeds, one wheel lift, and then also a service vehicle, too, that does service calls.
Awesome. Well, tell the people where they can reach you.
Yeah, you can give us a call 24/7 at 775-6787.
Well, thank you very much, Scooter. Scooter with Phil Tweet Wrecker Service, AAA certified. There you go.
AAA, yes. Y'all have a good evening.
Thanks.
Good morning.
Thank you, Scooter. Appreciate it, buddy.
Bye.
Coming up to 6:56 right now on the Roger and Carly Morning Show, and we've got Robert Rapp of North Zulch, Texas. Unless you live there, then it's North Zulch.
I've heard this.
To be our first winner of the day. That's coming up next.
The Roger and Carly Morning Show on 98.3 KORA.
Ah, spring has arrived. The snow is melting. The flowers are blossoming. And the animals are coming out of hibernation. Like the Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower, or the Dodge Challenger Hellcat with 707 horsepower, or the Dodge Durango with best-in-class available V8 360 horsepower. This lineup kicks the season into overdrive. Spring's not just in full bloom, it's in full throttle. Hurry in and get a great deal during the Dodge Spring Clearance Event. Now, during the Spring Clearance Event, get 0% APR financing or $4,000 combined cash allowance on 2015 Dodge Charger SXT models in stock the longest, and Texas residents get an additional $1,000 V6 engine cash allowance. Based on 2014 Ward's mid-size sport utility vehicle segment when properly equipped, on oldest 10% inventory of 2015 model year vehicles as of 3/1/16 while dealer stock lasts. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery by 4/4/16.
If you wear uncomfortable boots, they'll end up hurting more than just your feet. They'll hurt your head when you stand up underneath the 2x4 because you're not paying attention. And they'll also hurt your pride when you get fired for accidentally knocking over a row of portable johns, which will hurt your chances of ever moving out of your mom's basement. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Boondock Work Boot. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Texas drivers trust Germania. Did you know that 9 out of 10 Germania auto policyholders stay with Germania year after year? Germania has competitive rates, discount options, and exceptional claim service 24/7. So insure your auto today with the insurance Texans trust.
In Brazos County, call Dexter & Company at 979-764-8444.
Trust Germania.
Okay, so our big question of the day right now is for the first winner on the morning show, and it's Robert Rapp of North Zulch who's on the telephone. We had a question about when the whole world seems to be sleeping. It's not the time of day that we would, but anyway, let's see if Robert knows.
What is the afternoon hour when the largest percentage of the world is sleeping?
Is it 5 o'clock?
That's a little surprising, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, 57% of the world is still in the covers at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's weird to think about.
Robert, you're getting that chicken fried steak dinner for two at the Longhorn Tavern Steakhouse as your special prize.
Awesome.
By the way, Robert, what are you doing at 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Getting off work.
Yeah, see, that's what most of us are doing. We're getting off work. Mm-hmm. We got JR cranked up on the radio. Hey, we're heading to the house. But the other part of the world, I'm going to guess from the survey, the other part of the world is more populated than here.
Yeah.
Like in Asia.
They're more napping societies. I think they like their naps.
They doze off?
Well, they kind of make time for it. It's kind of an appointment they set with themselves. We don't really do that.
It's 7 o'clock.
The Texas Country Original.
The Texas Country Original, Texas Country from day one. That's us, 98.3 KORA with the Turnpike Troubadours and ringing in the ear. 7:08, Roger and Carly on the morning show. The other night, Jaws was on television.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching Jaws. Richard Dreyfuss is on there.
Yeah.
And I told the missus, I said, you know, out of all the movies I've seen Richard Dreyfuss in, Jaws is probably tied for number one.
It's got to be.
With the movie that he did called Stakeout.
Oh.
Where they were the police guys across the street, and they were spying on the house?
I know I've seen it, but it's been so long. I need to go back and watch that
well,
again.
Well, he ends up getting a little too close to the person that they're watching, that they're staking out, because it just happens to be a beautiful young lady who is lonely because her boyfriend, who is abusive, is in prison.
Oh, that's sad.
And so she wins over the heart of the police detective who's spying on her but pretending he's being a telephone repairman.
Of course.
So that's basically a stakeout.
Gotcha.
So when I heard about, in fact, Carrie was here a couple of weeks ago, when I found out about Scotty's House Great American Stakeout, I thought, hey!
Here we go.
Is it going to be like the movie?
No, not quite. But I feel like this is better.
Well, it is. Because it's not illegal to start off with.
And you get to eat these.
It's tomorrow night at Coulter Airfield in Bryan, 6:30 p.m. till 11 o'clock, the Great American Stakeout, where you grill your own steak. They got the steaks and they got the grill. You just show up and cook it the way you want it, or they'll have people there that will prepare it for you. And the idea is to come to the Great American Steakout with friends.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of hang out together. There's the smell of steaks mm-hmm. cooking in the air. There's refreshments.
Yeah.
There's conversation. And during the evening, you either stroll over and cook your own steak, or they'll cook one up for you.
Sounds good.
And that's tomorrow night, Coulter Airfield in Bryan, 6:30 till 11. It's a fundraiser event for Scotty's House, Advocates for Children Victimized by Abuse. Let's check the weather.
Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local Kubota dealer, now in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy.
It's Thursday, the last day of the month, March 31st. Cloudy skies today, 50% chance of some morning thunderstorms hanging around, and then hitting a high of 82 before the day's over. 71 and cloudy with Roger and Carly, and it's 710.
ABC News Now. I'm Karen Chase. How to keep nuclear weapons out of the hands of terrorists is one of the items on the agenda at today's White House Nuclear Security Summit, hosting dozens of world leaders. Also on the list, recent missile testing by North Korea. Donald Trump retracted it, but his comments that if abortion were banned, women who got them should be punished is generating a seismic reaction in the presidential campaign and online. Ohio Governor John Kasich says it reveals in the clearest way yet that Trump is not prepared to be president. The suspected mastermind of the Paris terror attack says he wants to cooperate with police. He was arrested in Brussels and will be tried in France. Maybe you can afford a Tesla. The company is unveiling its newest car, the Model 3, tonight in L.A. with a starting price of $35,000. It's expected to have a 200-mile range, twice the Nissan Leafs. Newsman Anderson Cooper says it was news to him when his mother, Gloria Vanderbilt, told People magazine she once had a fling with another girl while in school. Cooper says his reaction was, "What? Hello? You didn't put that in your book, Mom." This is ABC News.
We've got that Carrie Underwood announcement to make at 7:30 this morning. That'll be really cool.
Yay!
We've got our free advice coming in a few minutes, and it's some tips. Let's see. Three ways to make better pictures of your kids, especially if you're sitting out in some blue bonnets and making the weather look, you know, gorgeous for you. Like that.
So nice. Mm-hmm.
But right now, arriving in the studio for just a minute, boys and girls, it's the president, CEO, and big kahuna at the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Royce Hickman has arrived on Chamber Day. We never thought we were going to see you today.
How could I not come in and say, you guys, I'd have withdrawal all this week if I didn't come in today.
Well, that's true.
So busy
yeah.
today.
And then I would probably hear every day some little snide remark about, you know, donuts came last
you know,
week.
Yeah. The box came up empty. Oh, and Royce wasn't here.
No, we wouldn't do that. Yeah.
But you can't say that now.
No.
No.
We can't.
No.
Well, so I heard yesterday that you're going to visit like 900 businesses today?
That's the plan, yes.
Good.
Wow.
I didn't even know we had 900 businesses.
That's amazing.
Yes. That would be, I haven't looked at the numbers lately, but there's probably about 10,000 to 12,000 businesses total here.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so we'll be close to 10% of them. So the survey results we get on how business is going in the community and whether people are planning to hire and things like that would... I mean, that's a pretty good size sample for a survey.
900, yes.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And but we can't get to everybody, but if some, two or three folks walk in, welcome them in. And we're just trying to gather data about how the pulse of our economy is. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we want to thank folks for being in business, for the economic commitment that they've made and for the jobs they've created, and see if there's anything the chamber can do to help them. We're not out there trying to sell memberships. If you're interested, obviously we'll be glad to talk to you. But primary purpose is to thank businesses and to get a little grip on the pulse of the economy. And
this is not very poetic, but to keep our city growing, we got to keep the dough flowing.
Yeah. No, that's pretty. I like that.
Keep the city growing, got to keep the dough flowing. And that's what these businesses do.
Exactly right.
It's the lifeblood of our community. And I heard that from you like 60 times a day for like the last bazillion years. So that's why I know that.
It's well, stuck in your head now.
Never quite put it that good. But anyway, I wanted to, there's a couple of birthdays of people very important to me.
Okay.
My grandson by marriage, his birthday was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, Carol, the sweetest, most wonderful daughter in the world, is her birthday is today.
Aww.
And I'm 40, she's 39.
Oh, that is a good combination.
There you go.
Happy birthday, darling.
Well,
Very nice.
The Chamber's going to be coming to see you today. You have like almost 200 volunteers, the last I heard.
Yes.
To hit the streets this morning.
I'm running now to go over. We're meeting at the COG. If you'd be interested in volunteering, we could still put you to work. Just show up over at the Council of Government offices on 29th Street. We're going to kick off a little after 8 over there with everything, and then we'll meet at Outback. Interestingly enough, Outback's providing the facility and Cotton Patch is providing the food.
Oh, that's
so
good.
I have to thank those two restaurants for working together for our lunch deal at 12, and then we'll be out this afternoon as well.
Okay, y'all, you're going to see Royce in person today along with a bunch of other volunteers from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce on Chamber Day. Thank you, Royce.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll see you.
Roger and Carly Morning Show on 98.3 KORA.
One of my favorite Kenny Chesney songs out last night. I really like it. It just has that comfortable, cool feel to it.
Hanging out, dance around with your friends.
Sometimes when you hear a song, you kind of imagine the emotion of it.
Yeah.
And for me, with him singing that song, it's like you've been out with your friends, and it's just been one of those casual evenings.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of pressure, didn't really have a lot of places you had to be. And when I hear him singing that, in my mind, I'm like in a convertible. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. We're riding through the downtown area of a big city, and everything is just, it's a good time.
Lit
right
up,
there.
Yeah.
I doubt that that's what he was doing, but he might have been.
I think of those times where you weren't planning on going out, your buddy calls you up, your friend, like, hey, you want to?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, and you just go out, you're in, like, holy jeans and a t-shirt, and it's just the best night
ever. Turns out to be the best ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but that's got to have a bright moon to make that go.
There you go.
All right, here we are, Roger and Carly on the Morning Show. 50% chance of morning thunderstorms, high of 82 at 71 right now. Our free advice is about 3 ways to take better pictures of your kids. A lot of people this time of the year, it's a family tradition to take the kids out, put them in a field of bluebonnets or other Texas wildflowers.
I've been seeing those pictures popping up on my Facebook.
There's 3 tips from a photographer you see on Facebook. Her name is Ann Geddes, and she's the one that'll line up like a row of children in bumblebee costumes and take their pictures. And
oh, they're so cute.
It's the faces of the kids that sell the photograph. They just look happy. And so here's her advice about that. One is to take pictures in the morning, especially with young kids, because as every parent already knows, as the day goes by, the child gets a little crankier and doesn't want to cooperate. So in the morning, that's a good time to do it.
Good to know.
Number 2, crouch down to their level. You'll get better photos if you shoot them straight on. Otherwise, every single shot is them looking up at you.
Yeah.
And with young kids and babies, actually sit down on the ground with them, and then they kind of have this feeling of, you know, comfort.
You're on the same level.
Mm-hmm. And then 3, be as playful and spontaneous as you can so that if you're having fun, they're having fun. If you're putting a lot of pressure on them about, come on now, we've got to take this picture, that's not going to work.
They're going to freak out on you.
You can't push little kids. They'll turn on you.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, a trip to Sport Clips on University Drive in College Station at the Tower Point Shopping Center and FM 2818 in Villa Maria. A good move to make right before you go take those pictures so your haircut will be picture perfect.
Oh, hey.
At Sport Clips, the Guy Smart stylists are all up to date on the latest sports headlines. You want to talk about D'Angelo Russell? They probably have the video clip saved up on the video screen to show you while you're sitting there.
I might just go in there just to talk about it.
Yeah, just to see that. Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy.
Roger and Carly on 98.3 KORA.
Okay, we're close. It's 7:31.
Ooh, okay. That's not bad.
Every day we have an internal contest, Carly and I, to see how close we can actually get to the 7:30 announcement. 98.3 KORA welcomes Carrie Underwood featuring Easton Corbin live in concert at the Toyota Center in Houston on April the 19th.
And we're giving away tickets every week.
Here is how to win.
Listen at 7:30 weekday mornings when Roger and Carly will tell you which Carrie Underwood song to be listening for.
Be caller number 9 when you hear the song at 776 KORA. Become an instant finalist and score bonus tickets to the hottest, coolest lowest time in Texas, Schlitterbahn.
You can also sign up to win at Seegert One Hour Heating and AC, North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Casa Rodriguez Mexican Restaurant, downtown Bryan.
BCS Tires and Lifts, Texas Avenue, next to Copy Corner.
Rockin' MC Rustic Furniture in Somerville.
And La Carreta Mexican Restaurant, Sims and Highway 21.
And now, here's the Carrie Underwood Contest Song of the Day and the hour when it will play for Thursday, March 31.
The song is Before He Cheats.
And the song will play in the 5 o'clock hour.
When you hear JR play Before He Cheats during the 5 o'clock hour, caller 9 at 776-5672 will become an instant finalist to win concert tickets for Carrie Underwood featuring Easton Corbin April 19th at the Toyota Center in Houston.
More information available online now at 983KORA.com.
Roger and Carly on 983KORA.
Extra proud to be the George Strait Station. 983KORA 739. Roger and Carly doing the morning show. It's going to be a little rainy today. We'll get to the forecast in a couple of minutes. The question of the day is coming right up, and it's a survey that talks about a phrase that we all want to hear every single day.
Really?
But people in another country do not want to hear it that much.
Well,
that's a little weird, isn't it?
Americans being weird again.
There you go. We'll get to that in a few. Right now, do we have some sports for you? And here's Carly Evans.
All right. The NBA with Spurs over New Orleans, 192. San Antonio set a new NBA record, going 38-0 at home, and the team does not care. Coach Popovich says it doesn't mean anything. Dallas over New York, 91-89. Chicago at Houston tonight. College softball, Baylor over North Texas, 2-0. Texas over Texas State, 3-2. Sam Houston State swept a doubleheader with Louisiana Monroe, winning 3-2 and 6-2 in Huntsville. The Lakers' D'Angelo Russell, the most hated man in L.A. over his secret locker room video released to social media of Nick Young talking about all of the women he has been with. The only person who likes Russell is Nick Young's fiance, Iggy Azalea. Her tweet read, "I actually like the film. Thanks, bro." Most of the star PGA golfers are taking this weekend off to prepare for next week's Masters tournament, but defending Masters champion Jordan Spieth will be competing in the Shell Houston Open to keep his momentum going, just like he did last year. College basketball's Final Four happens this weekend. The men's games are on Saturday in Houston, and the women's games on Sunday in Indianapolis. Number one ranked Texas Aggie baseball team will be in Gainesville, Florida this weekend for an SEC series with number two Florida. First game tomorrow night starts at 6 p.m. Arkansas Razorbacks softball team will be in College Station for a weekend series with Texas A&M. First game tomorrow night at 6:30. Texas A&M coach Kevin Sumlin says if Johnny Manziel is going to continue his NFL career, he has got to change. Quote, "Pro football is a job, and to change the perception that he doesn't care, he has to show up and work at it every day."
For Thursday, March 31, cloudy, 50% chance of some morning thunderstorms. We should see a little sunshine later this afternoon. High of about 82, clear tonight, 69 and mostly cloudy right now with Roger and Carly. Zach Summers is in the newsroom, and it's 7:41.
I'm Zach Summers with your KAGS HD News update on 98.3 KORA. The Texas Education Agency says students whose answers were wiped out Tuesday will not have to retake the STAR exam. They will also not be penalized. On Tuesday, Bryan ISD said at least 40 students were affected by a computer glitch, while College Station ISD reported around 20 students having trouble submitting answers. It's still unclear how many students statewide were affected, but state officials say the majority of students take the paper test instead of the computer one. And a new study by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety looked at the headlights of more than 30 mid-sized sedans, and they found that two-thirds were either marginal or poor. The best was the Toyota Prius V, which could illuminate the road up to 387 feet away. Among the worst, the halogen lights in the BMW 3 Series, they were only able to light up about 128 feet ahead. I'm Zach Summers with your KAGS HD News update. Now back to the Roger and Carly Morning Show on 98.3 KORA.
Texas country legendary star Corey Morrow on the Texas Country Original, 98.3 KORA, with a winning hand, which the Texas Lotto was last night.
Ooh.
I might have a winning. Oh, wait.
Have you checked it yet?
I didn't buy a ticket last night.
Oh, dang it, Roger.
See, that's the night I would have won.
Yeah, it would have been.
I got one last Saturday. Uh-huh. I got one the Wednesday before that. I got one the Saturday before that. And I didn't even check the numbers till last night.
Almost doesn't count.
I went 0-3.
Mm.
I think I got two numbers one time, and I got one number another time, and nothing the third one.
That's usually how it goes for me, too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, boys and girls, we do have a Chamois car wash for you. Really easy to win. If you can just answer our question here, a new study found 73% of Americans want someone to say these three words to them every single day. We want to hear these three words every single day, but only 23% of people in Britain wanted to hear that. A psychologist said the Brits are right. Okay, I don't like the sound of that. The psychologist...
That never makes sense.
He says, and this is the quote of the psychologist, he says, saying it every day can be excessive. The heavy meaning of the three words may be lost over time, and that's why it's best to save it for special moments. But that's not what we want. What are the three words 73% of us want to hear every single day? 776-5672.
Roger and Carly on 98.3 KORA.
Wow.
Okay. Like,
is American Idol still on television?
It's still going, I think.
Oh, yeah, they're down to their three finalists tonight.
Yes.
And anyway, that's not what we're down to. We're down to giving away a special prize here of a Chamois car wash. Ashley Morgan is waiting on the telephone right now to answer our question of the day. Hmm. What are the three words 73% of us want to hear every day?
I love you.
See, and that counts for me.
Perfect.
Right there. That was so
nice. I love y'all. I listen to y'all every morning.
Oh.
Thank you.
And you know we love you, too.
We do.
Oh, you're so special.
Ashley, we love you so much that not only do we have a Chamois car wash for you, but Carly has a bonus prize.
I do. How about a family four-pack to see Jurassic Quest at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Brenham this Saturday or Sunday?
That would be awesome.
Fantastic. Well, we will throw those in with your Chamois car wash.
Ashley, I don't know if you've heard about this thing, but kids love this thing. These are like actual size mechanical dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yes, my daughter's
going to
love that.
Awesome.
The Roger and Carly Morning Show on 98.3 KORA.
Dirk Bentley appearing nude on the ACMs.
Yeah, in his dreams.
Yeah, it was just his dreams, but he said he was... Said he was going to be on the ACMs.
You know, might be a little nude cameo on set. We just have to watch.
It could be a wardrobe malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the pretty word for
that. That could happen as well.
How could we go from a time when it was flashers to wardrobe malfunction?
Janet Jackson.
And that wasn't even her fault.
No.
It was Justin Timberlake.
Justin did it.
He got away with it. Brazos Family
Weather. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local Kubota dealer. Now in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy.
By the way, coming in a few minutes, a segment called American Girls Want Everything in the World You Can Possibly Imagine.
Ah.
Now the weather. Cloudy with a 50% chance of morning thunderstorm. 71 in cloudy with Roger and Carly right now.
98.3 KORA.
Stop music.
Yeah.
The Texas Country Original.
Woo! We're required by a law to let you know that parts of today's show actually happened.
Yes, they did. Really.
I don't even know why I had to say that.
It's not a figment of your imagination.
It's just a fig of my imagination. Here's a little segment called, this is from a Rolling Stones song called Some Girls.
Okay.
And it talks about different girls and what they like and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And this is called American Girls Want Everything in the World You Can Possibly Imagine.
Yeah, we do. We want it all.
Want all of it and one more. Yeah, past that.
Exactly.
It's really a survey from Huffington Post. The top 10 things people want more in their lives.
Okay.
They want this more in their lives. And the answer had to be with one word.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Like me, coffee.
Coffee.
That would
be
it right there. Coffee.
Sleep.
Sleep. Is that even on the list?
No, it's not on the list.
Wow. Okay, number one, happiness.
Oh,
I want more happiness.
Just
want to be happy.
Yeah.
Number two, money.
Oh.
Stacks.
That would be my probably number two after
money.
Sleep.
How come, after sleep? Like, you want to sleep more than
because
you want
if I'm
money.
I'm tired, tired. I'm like, I don't care. Leave me alone. I just want to go to sleep. Like, that's how I am when I'm tired.
So if you won the lottery, you just go ahead and catch a nap first.
I would catch a nap first. That, and I would dream of all the ways I'm going to spend it and work out a plan. You know, sleep on it. You got to sleep on
sleep
it.
Sleep on it. Mm-hmm. Number three, freedom.
Oh, yeah.
I just want freedom. I just want to be me.
That goes with money.
Freedom?
Yeah.
Actually, it doesn't. It's like the worst ever. Because if you got a lot of money, then you got to guard it all the time.
Oh, true.
Number four, peace.
Oh, peace.
Well,
love
what,
and happiness.
Well, what do you consider peace? See, that's
exactly.
the thing.
It's subjective. It's a subjective
like,
thing.
For you wanting a nap, peace and
peace?
Quiet.
Yes. Yeah, see, that would be like inner peace
mm-hmm.
for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just want a piece of pie.
There you go.
Number five, joy.
Isn't that happiness?
No, it's two different things.
Why?
Because joy is a state of being.
Okay.
Happiness is a moment.
Oh.
See?
Why wouldn't you want the whole state of being then? Why isn't joy number one?
Because we didn't do this.
Goodness, people.
Number six, balance.
Balance is good.
You know, like too much work, too much play.
That's honestly
too much barbecue.
Probably what I strive for the most in
balance
life.
Balance and how close do you get?
I think I get pretty dang good.
How close are you today on balance?
I think I'm good.
You do?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Don't ask me to stand on one foot, but I think I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so did this start with your mother? Number seven, fulfillment.
Let's not go there.
Okay.
Okay.
Fulfillment. Some people mm-hmm. they want to be fulfilled.
Yes, of
their
course.
Meaningless cardboard life, this drudgery
yes.
every single day. Another widget. See, it drives them crazy.
You got to go out and find it yourself.
Number eight, confidence. You and I have no shortage of that.
No, I think we're good there.
We can stroll into a room full of monsters and go, maybe, maybe not.
Here's the secret. You just, mm-hmm. even if you're not feeling confident, you just throw your shoulders back, you walk straight up, head
just be
held
what
high,
you want to be,
look
and
forward.
Eventually you'll be that.
Exactly.
Okay.
It makes a difference.
Number nine, stability. Now, is that stability in relationship?
This
is
like,
is it financial stability?
Exactly. Maybe it's all of the above.
Is it your mobile home secured to the ground? Number 10.1, passion.
I really feel like a lot of these are synonyms for the same dang thing.
What is that?
Like, passion could go in with fulfillment
uh-huh.
and joy.
Okay.
And, you know, happiness.
So those could all go together then.
These are
but
all
some
the
people
same.
Just aren't
yeah.
passionate about things. They're just like, whatever.
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah,
fine
true.
Then, like that.
Maybe you just haven't found their passion yet.
That's 10.1. 10.2, Schlitterbahn.
It's the hottest, coolest time in
yeah.
Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Going down the slide.
Uh-huh.
Going around the curve. Riding the tube, catching the rays, knocking back a cold one. But maybe I got into this too much. I
like
don't know.
It. I'm there with you.
928.
98.3 KORA.
The George Strait Station. El Rey, we say.
Hey, hey.
98.3 KORA, Roger and Carly, Thursday, March the 31st. The part of the show where we stick our nose where it's not supposed to go.
I love other people's business.
Here we go. Jumping into some IGGY.
Oh, yeah.
Other business. Everybody likes fancy
uh-huh.
Iggy Azalea. But her boyfriend is Nick Young. He's the guy with the Lakers that
uh-huh.
D'Angelo Russell recorded Nick talking about all the babes in his life. Listing
yeah.
names and times and locations, the kind of things that guys just say to other guys in the locker room. Except D'Angelo recorded all of it and put it on the internet.
Uh-huh.
So now everybody's mad at D'Angelo. No one is mad at Nick for what he did.
Yeah.
They're just mad at D'Angelo for recording it.
Uh-huh.
The only person that's happy with him is Iggy herself, who says, I actually liked his film. Thanks, bro. Well, there you go.
So we shall see what happens with that engagement.
Uh-huh.
But OK Magazine saying that Ben Affleck and Charlize Theron secretly dating.
What do you think of that?
I actually like them together. I don't know why.
You do?
It just
why does
into
it
my
have
head.
To be secret?
Who knows? Well, because he's still, you know, supposed to be pining over Jennifer Garner.
And the nanny.
They actually, they've known each other for a long time. Met back in 2000 when they did the reindeer games together. Uh-huh. They weren't single at the time. Source says they reconnected at a post-Oscar party this year. So I can see that. I like them as a couple.
I'm did okay you know that's
it.
Not really her name?
Oh, it's not?
She totally made that up. She's from South Africa.
I knew that.
And her real last name is Throne, like
uh-huh.
T-H. like King's Throne. Yeah, like that. Like throne.
Okay.
Throne. But she just made this whole thing up.
So she moved the E.
You can't really mispronounce her name.
No.
Because it isn't a real name.
It's a fake name.
I mean, you could call her SpaghettiOs. You would be all right. Adam Sandler, David Spade, Nick Swardson, and Rob Schneider doing a comedy tour to promote their Netflix movie, The Do-Over. First of all, out of that lineup, I would never want to see Adam Sandler, me personally. I'm not an Adam Sandler guy. David Spade, on the other hand, and Rob Schneider.
Nick Swardson is hilarious.
Then I would spend as much as $10 on that.
There you go.
They're only doing 7 dates, though. They're all in May. They're probably not coming here.
Way to be a Debbie Downer.
You know.
Fabio's, I love this, his Italian family makes him bring 25 to 30 tubs of I can't believe it's not butter when he visits. He says they don't sell it in Italy, and his parents are addicted to it, so he's got to stock them up.
See, I call it I know it ain't butter.
Wouldn't you like to be that for your family? How awful would that be? Like, you've done all these things with your life. You've gained all this fame and international attention.
Romance
and
novels.
You're the I can't believe it's not butter guy, so where's my butter?
No, no. You're I can't believe it's not butter dealer. That's what you are.
Exactly. You're the supplier right there.
Martin Sheen working on a new project that will give O.J. Simpson that book, Making a Murderer, treatment. You know, the book that said, what if he did it? Anyway, Martin Sheen, Charlie Sheen's dad, is going to do a new miniseries called Hard Evidence, O.J. is Innocent.
Hmm.
And it's going to be on TV next year.
Okay.
I don't know how people will embrace this. Everybody in the world knows that O.J. is guilty. O.J. knows O.J. is guilty. So why is he doing this?
I don't know. I think it's going to anger.
Oh, I know why. Because of the guy you watch on Netflix, the guy that's accused of murder.
Oh, Making a Murderer, Stephen Avery.
That's what he's doing. He's copying that.
Yeah.
Except that he's doing O.J. as the guy.
I just don't think that's going to work with O.J. We'll see. NBC's Next Life production, they've been doing a lot of these lately. Next one is A Few Good Men. In case you didn't know, it actually started out as a play by Aaron Sorkin. He also wrote the screenplay for the movie. And then he's going to be writing the script for the NBC version, too. So
the truth.
I just don't know how I feel about it without Richard Gere and...
Jack Nicholson. You don't want to know the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
The truth!
Yeah, exactly.
Justin Bieber upset a lot of fans by canceling the meet and greets that are supposed to go along with his $2,000 VIP package for his tour.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, he just said he was too emotionally exhausted to be dealing with the fans.
Oh, no.
And then the fans found out that Justin was hanging out with Wayne Gretzky's drop-dead beautiful daughter backstage at a show last weekend.
He suddenly got some energy.
Well, just that one time.
Okay.
And so that is other people's business. Texas Country Original with the Mike Ryan Band and Bad Reputation, 9:52 on the morning show. Roger and Carly kind of, you know, wrapping everything up for today.
Getting geared up for Friday.
We've had a lot of fun today. I've enjoyed it.
Yes.
Well, I've enjoyed portions of it.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy the alarm clock when the day started.
No, that's always the hardest part, isn't it? Getting out of bed.
I'm trying something new this week. I've set the alarm clock for 15 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's killing me.
See,
killing me.
I went 15 minutes later.
Went later?
I haven't been sleeping the greatest this week, so I've gone 15 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry for how I look in the morning, since you have to look at me every morning.
I know there was anything wrong.
Well, thanks.
Sure.
I have 15 minutes less, you know, than to get ready.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's helped, though. It's keeping me sane, I think.
Here's some things we talked about on our March 31st show, the one today. San Antonio, the Spurs, have set a new NBA record going 38-0 at home. They could set an all-time record if they go 41-0 at home.
Okay.
But the coach, Coach Popovich, he doesn't care about that.
No.
He doesn't care anything about except just winning the championship. He doesn't even care about the regular season.
Uh-uh.
He says the regular season, once you've qualified for the playoffs, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So they got to play the Warriors, who are trying to go for 73-0.
Okay.
They got to play the Warriors twice, and there's 6 games left in the regular season. They got to play them twice, one of them in San Antonio. So the big drama would be, are they going to be able to beat the Warriors in San Antonio and keep the streak intact? coach says he's probably not even playing his starters at all against the Warriors. He's just going to let them sit.
No.
Because he doesn't want the Warriors to know how tough they are until it's time.
Yeah.
Then he wants them to know.
I understand that.
The Lakers' D'Angelo Russell, who, remember y'all, is a millionaire at age 20.
Uh-huh.
The most hated man in L.A. because of that secret locker room video he did on Nick Young and causing Nick a lot of trouble with his fiance.
Bad decisions.
It was on this day in 1995 that Selena was shot to death in Corpus Christi, and it was by the founder of her fan club, which is still, just even to this day, one of the most shocking stories ever. Selena was right on top of becoming a really international superstar.
She was.
It was
about to
happen. She was right there. The time when the largest percentage of the world is asleep is 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And we're going to pass that along to JR because it'll cheer him right up. Scotty's House, Great American Stakeout, tomorrow night at Coulter Airfield in Bryan. Today is Chamber Day, the BCS Chamber of Commerce, and their volunteers visiting 900 businesses today.
I know. They're going to have a long day.
Our free advice, three ways to take better pictures of your kids, was one of them was to take them in the morning before they're cranky. A new study found that 73% of us want someone to say, I love you, every single day.
It's nice to hear.
And that's just some of the things we did today.
Yeah, there's a few of them.
Who knows what we're doing tomorrow?
You never do.
Brandy is next. Mm-hmm. Bye, y'all.
See ya.